kind of statement were you setting for that swim this morning? It was pretty, looked pretty aggressive at the start. At
least. Yeah, I mean, I had to try and go out and see if the first 500, how it's hopefully is supposed to be tomorrow evening. And I need to show the girls that I'm still here. Last season wasn't too great for me. And I didn't swim the 400 yesterday, so I needed to show them that I'm still here and they should count on me. Hopefully I'm one they will count on.
So did it feel okay, that first 500?
Yeah, it felt pretty good. I actually felt like I was harder backing off and doing an easy speed. But I think that's very normal for a distance swimmer to feel really hard when you back off a little bit.
Where are you training then?
I'm training in Baltimore at the moment.
Oh, you're still training in Baltimore?
Yes.
So, can you tell me what, you know, sort of like what the difference is training with, you know, in America and having trained in Denmark and also with Nick
Juber? I've been quite around. it's every place has had its like advantages and disadvantages. I feel like Denmark was one thing and one end of the spectrum and France was on the other end, and I feel like the States is kind of in between, and that's what I needed, or I need now in this point in my career.
So what you mean, the actual volume that you do?
Volume, land training, the mental approach to the training and competition, the social outside of swimming as well. Like, there's a lot of factors that like affect my decision to stay in Baltimore.
So are you going to be in Baltimore? Are you going to go to Arizona?
No, I'm going to stay in Baltimore, and I'm going to keep training with Eric Proske, who's been coaching me the last 4, 5, 6 months.